Video games are a multi-billion dollar industry, and today many of the best-selling games have blockbuster budgets, which you can see on the screen and often hear in the music. There's the grand orchestral theme from the best-selling game Halo. But for many gamers, the best soundtracks recall a low-tech era, and every year they celebrate those soundtracks at a video game music festival. NPR's Lindsay Totty has more.
Earlier this month, thousands of gamers congregated at a hotel outside Washington, D.C. to spend a weekend playing and listening to classic video games like this one. This is music from a 1995 video game called Chrono Trigger, an epic time travel adventure. The technology used to make this digital sound is pretty old school, but the music has a whole new life when you hear it live. Welcome to MAGFest. It stands for Music and Gaming Festival. Notice that music is first. Daniel Behrens plays guitar for the band Arm Cannon. They perform rock tributes to music from old video games like what we just heard. He says it takes real skill to perform video game music, because a game system can make sounds that human fingers can't.
There are virtuoso people everywhere you look. And that is one of the things that really made me fall in love with MAGFest and the video game music scene.
Behrens adds that classic game music is about melodies rather than atmosphere. In the past, you couldn't fit a whole orchestra on those small game cartridges. Amanda Lepree is a guitarist with the band Descendants of Erdrick. She says it's those unique melodies that make old 8-bit tunes memorable years later.
Even Super Mario Bros., you know, it's got this beat to it, it's catchy. Just because it was in one of the most popular games of all time, that's not the only reason why people remember the song, because it's a catchy song, it's got a good melody.
And to show that good melodies can come from anywhere, her band performed a medley from a lesser-known game called Journey to Silius. But the most anticipated performance came from a rock band made up of actual video game music composers. Earthbound Papas came all the way from Japan. The band's leader and keyboardist is Nobuo Uematsu. He is the primary composer for the Final Fantasy series, which is one of the best-selling game franchises of all time. Uematsu echoes the thought that it's melody that makes for great game music.
It's pretty easy for me to come up with melodies. 24 hours a day, it's in my head all the time, and I struggle to choose which ones to use.
The music from Final Fantasy has been performed by orchestras around the world, but Uematsu says the fans at MAGFest are special.
Perhaps games are kind of minor things still, so because of that, there's a strong bond within the community.
But that community is growing. Over 6,000 people came to this year's festival, almost double the attendance from last year. Lindsay Totty, NPR News, Washington.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.